You're listening to a podcast from 702.
You're with Azania Mosaka
on 702.
It's 15 minutes past one. We'll be taking your calls, we'll be taking your contributions and your feedback right through the show on 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs, your calls on 011-883-0702. We are talking food feature now. We're talking rabbit. So it is the star on today's food feature. And it is said that rabbit meat has been dubbed as the most nutritional meat known to man. That's the first thing that popped out because I'd never tasted rabbit before. Two women have come together. One is a farmer and they've started a restaurant that centers rabbit and it's called Rabbilicious Restaurant. And they did so in the past year. So let's welcome them on the show. That's Molemo Khomo. Hello, Molemo.
Hello, Azania. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show. And also,
thank you so much.
We've got Daisy Moleko joining us as well, co-owners of Rabbilicious Restaurant. Welcome, Daisy.
Hi, how are you, Azania?
I'm good. Excited to be chatting to you too. So you guys decided to dive into a restaurant that is centered on a very distinct niche kind of meat product in the middle of a lockdown.
Yes.
So whose crazy idea was this?
Okay. That was my crazy idea.
Yes, Daisy.
I met Molemo at her mom's place in Midrand, and then we started chatting about my dream of having a restaurant, the rabbit meat restaurant. Mm. And I said to her, no, I can do that maybe after 2 years or 3 years. She said, no, we're doing it now.
Oh.
So the supporter of the crazy idea is Molemo.
Yes. Molemo, why were you so fired? Was it literally, because we're reflecting on the fact that it's a year since the announcement of the first COVID positive patient in South Africa. Mm. So was it about the moment? What was it?
You know, Azania, I think it was just at the moment, at the time. Mm. And we should come to see my mom for some other thing, business related as well. And my mom said to me, please take her to the Gautrain station. She needs to go back home. And she said, well, you guys meet, chat, and you know, and then that was that. She got in the car, we started chatting, asked her who she was, what she was all about. And she had this bag that had a woman in, it is something about rabbits.
Yeah.
And I said to her, oh, you're a rabbit farmer. And you know, so we started chatting about it. And I said, well, my mom's got a place, it's got a restaurant, it doesn't work, so why don't we then just, you've got the meat, I've got the space.
Yes.
So why don't we just partner up and dive into the rabbit meat? I've never had rabbit in my life. I've never even had a thought that I would ever have rabbit meat.
Yes.
And, you know, there were just rabbits in my mom's, in their yard, so they've got rabbits. And pets that just went loose last year during the pandemic. So, and to me, they were rabbits, pets, and you know.
Yeah.
And there I was. I had to sort of, it was sort of like a mind shift where you think that it's a pet, but now there's also the business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there had to be that quick switch to say, okay, pets and business.
And they're those that are being farmed that can then go into the business.
So these are not running
pets
around in the wild somewhere, you know. So these are properly formed.
Okay.
And that's how we got in.
Yes.
She's got the rabbits, she's farming them. So let's go for it.
Wow. But the South African rabbit market, what I see is that it's regarded as quite niche. And the meat hasn't quite penetrated the general population, you know, to the same degree as, say, a substitute like chicken, or for it to be a substitute to chicken.
To chicken.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is that I'm sure you know, I mean, rabbit meat is very, you know, in Europe, that is what rabbit meat is popular. I mean, that is a need for them. You know, it's not something new to them. It's something that they're accustomed to. It's something that they know. So we're now trying to get into the South African market and introducing the alternative to chicken or, you know, something that is there,
yeah.
something different.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, Oz Daisy has got all, I mean, she's done the research and all of it. So mm-hmm. she's got more the info, you know, she's done the nutritional values of it and all of that.
Yes,
so
and let's
trying to get in.
Yeah, let's actually talk about that. Let's talk about that. Oz Daisy, earlier what I came across is that rabbit has been dubbed one of the most, nutritional meat known to human beings. Tell us more about it.
It is really nutritious. And also the nice thing about the rabbit meat is that it can assist you in so many ways, like the people with heart problems, the people with kidney problems, diabetes, arthritis. If they eat the meat, their health conditions improves, you know. So the rabbit meat is a very lean meat, and it's very nutritious, you know. And remember, Azania, the rabbit meat, the rabbit, when we farm them, we don't inject them. So we're farming them organically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving them pellets, we're giving them water. And then Molly's mom, she's in Moringa farming. So we put the Moringa tree, we put the Moringa component into the feed. So meaning that the meat that you're eating is very organic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially our meat at the restaurant, because we make sure that we serve the meat that is quality. And you will hear from the meat that they brought you to come and taste. Molly was a bit skeptical to taste the meat because she was considering, it's a pet, no, it's so cute. This is not cute. This is meat that we need to introduce to people so that they eat healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nutritious meat, yeah. And during COVID, it was at our advantage to even sell the meat, up to 2 tons of meat, carcasses of rabbit meat, just to introduce the meat at the right time when people wanted to eat healthy.
Yes.
Know?
Oh, I see. Mm. Right.
And the nice part about me being in rabbit farming is that it's very scarce, like you said. It's a niche market in South Africa. And then I've been doing the research for almost 20 years to date.
Yeah.
So I know the ins and outs of the market. I know the ins and outs of the mentality of our customers.
Mm.
I now know them, you know. We're now ready to even service them.
Okay, I've got some feedback coming in. I'm going to share it with you and we'll talk about the restaurant in a moment. Felicity has written to us and she says, well done to these two clever women. Rabbit is eaten lots in Europe and we love it, because Felicity listens to us from, I think, Italy. She says, such a clean and lean meat. We cook it in a mustard sauce, most delicious. Now to persuade my kids to eat bunny rabbit, she says, she rolls her eyes. So there is some persuasion that needs to happen. And Molemo, you touched on it. Even with my colleagues earlier, once I received the food that you brought, I called a few colleagues around because, you know, I think many of us hadn't tried it before. Definitely it was the first time for all of us. And one, Ayanda was like, what? You know, there was a resistance. But when she tasted it, it was so delicious. Another one says, I love rabbit. The problem is that it's so expensive to buy, which I don't understand, considering how easy it is to breed them. That one comes from Karen. Any responses there, Daisy?
Okay. We're trying, Azania, to make it cheaper. Let me not say cheaper. Affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable.
Because, the rabbit meat a long time ago, it was like you can afford it. You know, but when we started farming about with rabbits, that's when I started to notice that no, it's not expensive to take care of rabbits. We can actually be maybe less than 10 rand from chicken when we sell the meat. So we tried and we succeeded with Molemo, you know, because we also have a butchery at the restaurant where we sell the raw meat. The raw meat moves faster than the cooked meat. You know, because people want to come and buy and taste it and cook it themselves, you know. So we're trying to make it to be affordable, because we're selling a 1.4 to a 1.5 at 150
rent. Yeah. So as a full rabbit, the one that you're eating now is a full one. You know, I'm not sure if they've given you a full one because I'm in Kimberley. You know, I'm not sure.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
The full one, yeah. But the full rabbit, a carcass of 1.4 to 1.5, mm-hmm. we're selling it at 150. And then we also have a hemp pass for those who want to try and test the meat. We sell hemp pass from 450. We have red vorts. We do our own vorts.
Oh.
We do our own beather.
Red vorts.
We do sweet. We do kibet. You know. We're trying to introduce it to our customers so that they feel comfortable when they eat it. They don't consider eating the pet when they start eating the meat. Yeah.
Yes. So it really was absolutely tasty. It was so tasty. It tasted better. It tasted better than chicken. You know, it's almost as if it's a great quality, as if you found a great quality chicken. And I know that it has to be classified on its own. Fine, it's got to be classified on its own, but just to communicate to people what it tastes like. It's almost as if you've made the chicken, right? And you've used stock. Yeah. And then that stock reduces. And just, so the taste that you're going to get from that stock. In a way, so it's incredibly tasty. Molimo, what is your approach in preparing it as far as the restaurant's concerned? Not the sales side of it, but the restaurant.
Okay, so if you look at what I prepared for you guys today, I gave you guys kibbeh, gave you strips, and I gave you back and front hoppers because we're talking hoppers and not drumsticks. And
we did wonder about that. Is this a thigh and drumstick?
Yes, it's hoppers, front hoppers, and back hoppers.
Yes.
So, look, we use a lot of herbs, and we've got our own rabbit spice, which Old Daisy had made with people that make spices, and it was all mixed to what we actually wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Just specifically for the rabbit. And I know you spoke about mustard earlier on. I actually did use, I think it was Felicity. I did actually put mustard when I was making the strips and the kebabs. So I cooked them with mustard as well, the rabbit spice, and I used mixed herbs. So I play with flavors quite a bit, just so that it's not the same all the time. So today you might have had the mustard in, you could have tasted the mustard, maybe the turmeric. Next time it might be something different. It could be, I don't know, I play around with.
Yes, because
make it tastier.
Yeah, because at the same time, there's the familiarity of what you would get if you went to a really good quality chisanyama. You know, there's that familiarity, which I really appreciated in how you've approached this. Mm. You haven't made it foreign or too much that one would struggle to take to it. So, and then what were the strips on the side, Mulum?
Those were strips. So the strips will be part of your white meat.
Okay.
And part of the belly. So I think next time maybe you should have maybe order like a full rabbit. Then I can show you what the belly, which part is the belly, which is what I use for strips. So
it's different then from the hoppers. The meat and around the belly is different from the meat of the hoppers.
From the hoppers.
Okay,
got you.
This is
not just white meat.
Right.
This is just white meat.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the belly.
Right. So let's take a call.
I use the belly.
I want to take a call from Carolina first, and then we're going to get details from you about where your restaurant's located. Hi, Carolina.
Hi, Azania, and hi to the rabbit grower.
Delicious ladies. Yes.
I grew up in Italy, and in the region where I grew up, which is Liguria. We, not that we ate very often, but it's very much part of our tradition, particularly because between the sea and the mountains, we didn't really have, you know, space for cows and that. So it was lamb, fish, and the rabbit. Mm. And, you know, it's delicious, and we used to stew it to make it with the sauces because it's a better result when it's saucy, considering the type of the meat. So I will definitely come and taste yours.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and on that note, Carolina, let's get those details, guys, because I've got to take headlines. Where are you located? You're in Orchards.
We are at the Orchard Executive Accommodation. My parents, we are working from the restaurant there. Mm-hmm. It's at number 46 Allen Road in Austin. In
Midrand. All right, got that. And we'll share it with those that are inquiring. Thank you so much to both of you. Molima Khomo, and she is co-owner of Rabbilicious Restaurant, the child of a restaurateur. And then Mama Daisy Muleko, who is a rabbit farmer, along with other things, but rabbit as well. And she's been doing this for 20 years, and they partnered to bring us Rabbilicious Restaurant, which is at the Orchards Executive Accommodation.